Welcome to the Happy Hormones Podcast. I'm your host, Lacey, women's holistic nutritionist, and this is the podcast for you if you're wanting to deep dive into the diet and lifestyle practices that support your hormones. We'll be chatting to inspiring women who share their hormone rebalance stories and have a laugh along the way. So grab a cup of tea, maybe even a pen and paper, and let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Happy Hormones Podcast. I'm so stoked you're here. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Lacey and I'm a women's holistic nutritionist. I specialize in women's hormones and fertility. I thought it'd be a good idea to kick off the first episode talking about my journey with my hormones and getting to a point of balance. I certainly haven't always had my shit together. I still don't think I have my shit together, but I'm in a pretty good place with my hormones now, and I know what works for me and what doesn't through a lot of trial and error and, of course, years of study. My journey all started when I was a young teenage girl, and just to paint a bit of a picture, I used to be a competitive swimmer. So I would train morning and night, 5 days a week, and I would compete on the weekends. I was training really intense. And when I first started getting my periods, I didn't realize that the intensity of my training was having such a damaging effect on my monthly cycles. I was having pain to the point where I would need to be admitted to the hospital. My poor parents had no idea what to do with me because my symptoms would range from nearly passing out, hyperventilating, going tingly and numb in my extremities, and just crying, sometimes even vomiting, just absolutely riddled with horrendous pain. Knowing what I know now, I know that my intense training was really a contributing factor to the pain I was experiencing. But my journey to get to that point was far from easy or straightforward. Mum took me to a GP after I started experiencing this horrendous pain, and the GP had no idea what was going on. And they sent me off to have some testing. I had a blood test. I went and had an ultrasound, and thankfully there was nothing physically wrong with me to suggest that my pain was caused by an underlying issue such as endometriosis or PCOS. From there, I was then referred on to a gynecologist. So I was 16 at this point, and you can probably guess what the gynecologist recommended to me. We're going to put you on the pill. Now, 16-year-olds go to the gynecologist and the GP all the time and they get the pill. And it might be for contraceptive reasons or it might be for acne, and it may be their choice. They may have gone there with the full intention that this is what they were going to do for them. And that's great. They made that choice. But for me in that moment, I didn't feel like I had a choice. I knew that I wanted to be a teenage girl experiencing normal periods, like my friends, because no one else was, well, not that I know of, they weren't experiencing these same issues that I was. And it was really debilitating and embarrassing, so embarrassing at times when I was trying to hide the pain, especially from the men in my life, because they just wouldn't understand. And it's a girly problem that you don't really talk about with guys. So I went on the pill, and I was on the pill for a good 3 or so years, and everything seemed to be going really well. I had no intense pain like I initially did. I had great skin. I may have noticed a few kgs creeping on, but at this point I'd stopped swimming competitively. And yeah, life was great. Although I started to get a bit lazy taking the pill every day. I'd miss a few here and there, and I was really looking for an easier alternative. So I made an appointment with my GP and had a chat about what my other options were. And the first option I was given was the 3-monthly injection, referred to here in Australia as the depot injection. And I thought that sounded great. I only have to come in every 3 months, get an injection, and I'm good to go. I don't have to take anything, or I don't have to think about it for 3 months. Yep, sign me up. I am ready. So that was great. I, again, had no period pain. I was not suffering with any acne. I had great skin. Moods were, you know, I did feel a little bit lethargic, but I couldn't associate that with taking the depot injection. And I had noticed that my libido had started to drop off a little bit. But other than that, I really didn't notice anything different when taking it. Then going every 3 months to the doctor to have this injection became a little bit annoying, in the sense that I would need to go to the GP, I'd need to get a prescription, I'd need to go fill that prescription at the pharmacy, then I'd need to come back, and then I'd need to have the injection, and I'd need to take time off work. And it was just, yeah, it was starting to get a little bit frustrating. And if there was a simpler way of doing something, I was obviously going to do it. So the next time I went to the GP for my injection, I said, look, is there some way I could have a chat to you about the Implanon? Because a few of my friends have got it, and the idea of having it in my arm for 3 years and not having to worry about it really appealed to me. So she chatted to me a little bit about it. Not too much information was given to me other than, you know, this is how it's going to prevent pregnancy, this is what effect it'll have on your cycle, but side effects weren't really discussed with me. But I was pretty adamant that I was going to be getting it done because I was just so keen to not worry about it for 3 years. So I got that done. And then this is when shit really went downhill. So I started to experience really bad cystic acne once I had the Implanon put in, and my self-esteem was non-existent because of this. I had no libido. It was non-existent. I had no motivation. My energy levels were pretty much non-existent also. And I just felt really out of control with my body and my symptoms. I started to put on weight really rapidly, but because I was so demotivated, I couldn't get myself out of the house, get exercising, get the endorphins going. I couldn't quite put my finger on why I was feeling so shit. And then I had this intense instinct that I needed to get the Implanon out of my arm, and I needed to do it now. This feeling was very overwhelming. So as soon as I possibly could, I made an appointment to see my doctor. And this was probably 6 months after having it. It took me a while to realize that this was my body rejecting the slow release hormones and foreign object in my arm. And I wanted to give my body an opportunity to settle down, get used to it. I thought it would get better, but it really didn't. It got worse. And it became very overwhelming. So I went back to the doctor and I said, look, I really need you to take this out of my arm. I'm having all of these symptoms. And I pretty much had to beg her to get it out because she did not believe that the symptoms I was experiencing was linked to the Implanon. But I knew deep down that this was why I was feeling as shit as I was feeling. So I said to her, I don't care, get it out. So once it came out, it was the biggest relief. Mentally and physically, I just can't explain how relieved I felt. From that moment, I vowed to myself never to take any form of hormonal birth control. I would take the time to rebalance my hormones. I would find a way to naturally monitor my fertility so that I could avoid pregnancy. But I was also very scared that I was going to have the horrendous period pain come back. So I was determined to not let that happen again. And I guess this is where my passion for health and nutrition really stemmed from. I started to study and I started to become really invested in my health and work out why I would be feeling the way I was feeling. Was it because I had eaten something? Was it because I wasn't kind to my body in some way? Is it the negative influence my environment is having on me? And thankfully now I am doing so much better. I've been able to manage my cycles and my pain, and I am so in tune with my body. I know what it needs, and I listen to it, and I give it what it wants and what it needs to flourish. And unfortunately, not everyone is in the same place as me. And that's where my passion really kicks in, because I want people to get to that same point as me. I want them to feel empowered by their health. I want them to feel in control of their symptoms. And I want them to have knowledge, because knowledge is power. And obviously, that's where this podcast comes into it, because it allows me a platform to share my knowledge with you and to share experiences and stories from inspiring women who have been or are in the same position as you, because you're not alone and we're in this together. And women supporting women can do anything. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of the Happy Hormones podcast. If you feel that someone will find value in this episode, be sure to share it on. And I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode.